Welcome to the PS Younger Self podcast, where we talk to inspiring entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creatives on how we can all crush our fears and optimize our lifestyle to live our most fulfilling lives, and always on our own terms. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another episode of PS Younger Self. I truly hope your 2024 has started out well. And if it didn't start out exactly as you planned, remember, it's totally okay. Give yourself the grace to navigate surprises that may take you off course, even at the starting line. See, I believe there's greater strength in your persistence and consistency to the plan than starting out perfectly as planned. And before I dive into today's episode, which is a very special one because it's the 100th episode of PS Younger Self. Just saying the 100th really just amazes me. And I really want to sincerely thank each and every one of you, my listeners from all over the world, for being so loyal and tuning in time after time to listen to PS Younger Self. When I started this journey during the height of the pandemic, I feared if anyone would even listen because I wasn't a household name, nor did I have a huge reach. But it really overjoys me and fills my heart to know that PS Younger Self has listeners in 102 countries all around the world. We also reached a milestone downloads in 2023 this past year, and our leadership continues to grow. And I simply cannot be more grateful and touched, as this proves to me that PS Younger Self is continuing to provide value and inspiration to people all around the world, which is really my number one goal with this platform. So thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for listening, sharing, and engaging with PS Younger Self for the past 4 years. It has truly been a rewarding ride, and I look forward to growing this platform with you and dedicate myself to continue to provide that value you seek. So on that note, today's episode is really dedicated to a profound lesson that unfolded during the holidays, setting the stage for the new year. See, this lesson not only impacted me deeply, but also transformed the way I perceive forgiveness. See, the story begins on Christmas Eve, a time when my family and I traditionally engage in a round of golf. However, this particular year took an unexpected turn. A minor disagreement between my one brother and I ignited tension within the family, leading to a heated argument just as we were supposed to hit the green. And amidst the familial drama, I found myself yearning for apologies, particularly from my brothers. And while one remained unapologetic, I held on to the hope that my youngest brother, with whom I share a strong bond with, would recognize the need to mend things. And as the day unfolded, he attempted to reconcile by starting conversations with me, yet the elusive apology I sought remained withheld. I was frustrated, which then led me to responding with curt replies, because I was fixated on receiving acknowledgement of the perceived wrongdoing. And it was during this turmoil that I sought advice and just a simple listening ear from someone I deeply, deeply admire and trust. Their perspective on forgiveness struck an interesting chord with me. He said, "If being close to your brothers is truly important, don't wait for an apology. Take the first step and forgive them before you ask or need them to say sorry." This advice prompted a profound shift in my perspective. It was really interesting to hear it this way. It made me reassess what truly mattered, which was rebuilding a positive relationship with my younger brother, which already existed. I realized that my insistence on an apology stemmed from my ego's desire for recognition rather than genuine reconciliation. Interestingly, I wasn't surprised that this wisdom on forgiveness actually came from someone who I have always deeply admired for his depth of character and egoless compassion. This revelation became a pivotal moment in my understanding of forgiveness. So here is the lesson. When we feel wronged by someone, be it our sibling, parent, friend, or partner, try to resist fixating on the need for an apology. Instead, ask yourself, what is the most crucial need in this relationship dynamic? In my case, it was to move past the argument and reconnect with my brother. Our egos often crave validation, but true forgiveness might involve letting go and forgiving even before receiving an apology or perhaps never seeking one. This shift towards inner peace is vital because clinging to the need for an apology burdens us with unnecessary grudges and divisions, distancing us from those we care about. And I certainly felt this, and it was just within a matter of hours that led to just 24 hours of tension and this grudge I was holding on to just because of my need to hear an apology. So if we delve a bit deeper into the profound nature of forgiveness from this perspective, I see forgiveness through the lens of a preemptive reconciliation and challenges our conventional understanding of the concept. It invites us to consider forgiveness not as a reaction to an apology, but as a proactive choice driven by a genuine desire to mend relationships, which again was my biggest takeaway. In this approach, forgiveness becomes a powerful tool for our personal growth and internal transformation. It encourages us to transcend our ego's need for constant validation and the satisfaction of being proven right. Instead, it prompts us to focus on what truly matters: the restoration of harmony, connection, and love in our relationships. Furthermore, I believe this perspective underscores the importance of empathy and understanding. And by choosing to forgive without waiting for an apology, we can step into the shoes of the other person, recognizing their humanity, flaws, and even struggles. I believe it's a conscious decision for us to prioritize our relationships over these individual incidents, fostering an environment of more compassion and acceptance with the other person. From a psychological standpoint, I believe this approach to forgiveness has a potential to liberate us from the emotional burden of resentment and grudges. Holding on to the expectation of an apology can create a prolonged state of emotional unrest, which I certainly was experiencing. Whereas forgiveness, offered freely, acts as a release, a liberation from the chains of past grievances. Moreover, it highlights the interconnectedness of forgiveness and inner peace. By relinquishing the need for external validation, we embark on a journey towards a more profound, self-sustained tranquility. True forgiveness, I believe in this sense, is an act of self-love and acknowledging that our well-being is intricately tied to our ability to let go and embrace the present moment. In a world often driven by the tit-for-tat mentality, this perspective on forgiveness stands out as a light of empathy and resilience and transformative power of unconditional love. It challenges us to be the architects of positive change in our relationships, fostering an environment where forgiveness is not merely, again, a reaction, but a deliberate and empowering choice. So what do you think? Do you resonate with this perspective on forgiveness? I'd really love to hear, so feel free to comment on any of the podcast platforms or DM me. P.S. Younger self, in a world rife with tit-for-tat mentalities, embrace forgiveness as your proactive choice, a genuine catalyst for relationship healing. Be the first to extend it, creating an environment rooted in unconditional love and ultimately paving the way for profound inner peace. And thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of PS Younger Self. It really means a lot to me that you're spending your time with me. So if you like this episode, please be sure to subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And leave me a review. Tell me what you think. It really helps me get more valuable content to you guys. So until next time, take care and remember to always live your life on your own terms.